We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we're starting eight lines from the bottom in the middle of a line. Tanya. Tanya of Shimei Yechayimer. Shalosh mitzvahs d'stav Yisrael b'chnisos l'aretz. There were three mitzvahs that the Yidden got when they got into Eretz Yisrael. V'naheges im aretz b'chus l'aretz. But it's not exciting Eretz Yisrael inside chus l'aretz. So why was it only negay when they got into Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi explains the reason is because they didn't have a way to plant in the Midbar. The Midbar, they didn't plant, they didn't grow anything, so there wasn't a Negeya. But these three mitzvahs, they're Negeya in all places, not after Eretz Yisrael, but only started when we got to Eretz Yisrael. And I have a Raya, and I'll bring you a Kal V'Chomer that it's Noyig Bein Ba'aretz and V'Chus La'aretz. Because we're going according to Ma'ad Yama, that Chodosh is Noyig Ba'aretz and V'Chus La'aretz, because B'chol Mois V'Seichem, and we'll learn out Arla and Kalayim from Chodosh B'Kal V'Chomer. So when Rabbi Shimon Yochai says three mitzvahs, he's referring to Chodosh, Arla, and Kalayim. Even though we spoke out yesterday in the Mishnah and the Gemara that Arla and Kalayim might be Alach Mashusino, the Rabbanon, Rabbi Shimon holds the Kav HaChomer, it's the Raisa from Chodosh. Chodosh we know is Noig, Bein Baaretz, Bein Chodosh, Bein Chodosh, Bein Chodosh, Bein Chodosh, and then we learn out Arla and Kalayim from a Kav HaChomer. The Kav HaChomer goes like this. Uma Chodosh, Shein Yisuri Yisraelim, Chodosh, the Isser is not forever. Like Rashi explains, when you don't have the carbon omer, it's only also the whole only until the end of 16th day of Nisan. After that, it's mutter. So it's not also isa olam. Ve'in isur isa ano. It's not a isa ano. Chadosh, even when it's us to eat, you're allowed to give it to the animals. No isa ano on chadosh. V'yesh hetel isurai. And even when the time when it's also, for example, on the 16th day of Nisan, if you bring a carbon that day, when the omer is noyeg, then it becomes mutter that day. Even make a hetel isurai. Still, even though it has these coolers. Noig bein baaretz and chutz laaretz, kalayim, which has shesur nesoilam. Kalayim is also forever. If you mix chita and grape seeds, they're also forever. V'asur nesana, it's also bahana. Because it says bein tukta shemalaya. V'ain heter liyasurim. There's no heter to this. Once kalayim is also, there's no way to matter it. So of course, ain't a dinshi noig bein baaretz and chutz laaretz. Of course, it should be noig bein baaretz and chutz laaretz. Arlo with two of them. Arlo has two of these three characteristics. Rash is one of the two. Afa Arlo above a kavachem is never shnei achachas. Afa pisha shlisha ein ba shein esuri esaylam, which means Rashi learns there's no hetel esuroi because Arlo is also there's no hetel esuroi and it's also hana. But it's not an esaylam. Why? Because after 4 years or three years it's mutatit, so it's not called esaylam. That's what Rashi learns. Tais has a kasha. He says, that's not called, there's no Issa Olam. On Arla, fruit of Arla is Issa Olam. That it's mutter afterwards, because it's new fruit, it's different fruit. So why is that called Issa Olam? Different Tosfos has a different pshat. He says, it has Hetel Yisuroi. How you can poida netter avai, the fourth year, Allah is by Arla, it's Arla, but you could bring it to Israel to eat, or be poida it. So that's why maybe it's called Hetel Yisuroi, that's Tosfos pshat, akaponim. It's complicated Tosfos a little bit, but that's what Tosfos, I think that's what Tosfos means to say. He says, yeah, Akaponim, he has not a pshat with the Pibezdin, he has that there could be a mutar at Pibezdin, change the years or something. But Akaponim, yeah, Ayin Sham in the Tosfos. Because it says, but period of time, the Arlo Zubu Shana Ravias Kamish, how is where they're pidyon? Okay. There's not a pshat Tosfos, also Ayin Sham. But Akaponim, what do we see of Shem Rechai? Shem Rechai is saying is that Chadosh, Arlo, and Kalayim, all Noyeg, Bein, Ba'arz, Bein, Chutzarz, Chadosh is a Pasik, Arlo, and Kalayim is a Kavachayim. Rabbi Loza of Rabbi Shimon, the son of Shimon Mechai, argues on his father. He says, "Oimer, kol mitzvah shestav Yisrael koydim kisosim laaretz. Any mitzvah that they started practicing before they got there to Israel, that means choyves haguf. Those are noig bein baaretz v'chutz laaretz. But la'achak kisosim laaretz, mitzvahs that were only get after they reached there to Israel, ain't noigas el baaretz. It's only noig baaretz. Which means it sounds like he's arguing on." Chadosh, because he holds that Chadosh, B'chom HaShechem means Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And Arla Klaim, he holds, there's no Kavachayim. I mean, the Raisa is no Arla V'Klaim in the Chutz La'aretz. Maybe it's the Rabbam, like we'll see later on the Gemara, but it's not the Raisa. Akaponim, he holds that anything that only started after the Ritzal, Yenagas V'Aretz. The Chutz is the exception. When Hashmatas K'safim, Shmitas K'safim, V'Shaluach Avodim, Sha'apish Shtavalim Lachnis La'aretz. Even though it only started being Noig. After they reached La'aretz, Noig is Bein Ba'aretz V'Chutz La'aretz. That's Noig, Sayin Ritzal, Sayin Chutz La'aretz. So what's Rav Lazar Rav Shimon say? He says Chayvus Haguf is noyig everywhere. Chayvus Karka basically is only what's Chayvus Karka? Only something that only the gay when you got there shul. Midway you didn't have Chayvus Karka. So all Chayvus Karka is only noyig b'aretz. Besides, for Shmitas Ksof and Shulchan Avodim, even though it's Chayvus Karka, still it's an exception. It's not when Baruch Hu Chosarot. Afraid the Gemara, Hashmatas Ksafim is Chavis Karka. I missed that one. Hashmatas Ksafim Chavis Hagufi. It's a Chavis Hagufi, it's not Chavis Karka. And for the Gemara, Lo Nitzrucha El Katanya. If you Rebbe, it has a little element of Chavis Karka. Lo Nitzrucha El Rebbe, like Tanya. Tanya Rebbe Aimer, Vezed Var Shmita Shmoit. Post says double Lashon. It says Vezed Var Shmita Shmoit. B'shnei Shmitas Akos Vedavet. The Pasuk talk about two Shmitas. Achas Shmitas Karka, Achas Shmitas Ksafim. One Shmitas Karka, one Shmitas Ksafim. And we dash from that like this. Bizman shot of Shamat Karka, when you have Shmitas Karka, of Shamat Ksafim, then you have Shmitas Ksafim. Bizman shot of Shamat Karka, which means when you're in the Midbar or you're in Golis, there's no Shmitas Karka. So then, Einim Mishamat Ksafim, there's no Mishamat Ksafim. So Akaponim says, see, it's Tali Zevazet. So you would think that Shmitas Ksafim is not Negev B'chus Loretz because it's Tali in. Shmitas Karka, Teretz says, no, it is the Negei Chutz Laretz, but only when Shmitas Karka is being Noig. But when is it being Noig? So then you have Shmitas Ksafim. For the Gemara, once you make this drasha, why don't you take a make this drasha and tell you that you're part of Taka? Take it all away. Ve'ema b'makoyim sha'ata m'shamet karka at m'shamet ksafim. In the place where you have Shmitas Karka, you have Shmitas Ksafim. Ain't at the m'shamet karka at m'shamet ksafim. But in the place where you don't have Shmitas Karka, which is in Chutz Laretz, maybe you don't have Shmitas Ksafim. The pasuk "Kikar Shvit L'Hashem Chomakim" is mar. It says "Kikar Shvit L'Hashem." We darshu mekomakim in every place, and therefore we that's the why it's exception to the rule. And there, it's even though it's a chayvus karka because tali and shmitas karka, still it's noyeg b'chomakim. But it comes out for your rabbi that bezman said that shmitas karka is not the raisa. So in the chayvus shmitas itself is not the raisa. That's what will come out. It is tali zevazeh, but it's an exception that when the ish shmitas karka, the ish shmitas itself. Another thing that Rabbi Lazar of Shimon said is, Shluach Avadim, even though it's Chayvus Karka, still it's Noyeg B'chamakim. In fact, they were the same question. Shluach Avadim, Chayvus Agufi, it's not Chayvus Karka, it's Chayvus Aguf. And for the Gemara, Saka, that the Chamin Ha'al V'Ksiv Karasim, the Rabba Oretz. It says in the Pasuk that the Kaddish Yoivel, the Karasim, the Rabba Oretz, Chay Yishvel, Yoivel He. And it's free, everyone's free that day. So you think it says Ba'aret. Ba'aret is Mechutz Haaretz Loi. That's why they have me there, even though it's Chayv Aguf, but it says Dafka Eretz Shal. Tamaloyma Yoyvelhi Mekomakoyim. Im Kematim Le Ba'aret. So why is it Ba'aret then? If we're going to be married by every place, why is it Dafka Koresh and Durab Ba'aret? Sounds like Dafka Eretz Shal, the Shluch Avodim. Shluch Avodim means that every that's near Tsa and staying for more than 6 years, he goes out free on Yoyvel. So it sounds like Dafka Eretz Shal, you have Shluch Avodim, not a Chutz Laaretz. So why Teretz says Yoyvelhi, so why say Ba'aret? So tomorrow is Mansha Dror Noeg Baretz. When you have Yovel in Eretz Yisrael Noeg Chutzlars, then you have in Chutzlars. Ain Dror Noeg Baretz. Once Yovel stops in Eretz Yisrael, like Bzman Hazeh, when Reb Klai Yisrael is not on the Eretz, there's no din bechlal of Yovel. So then there's no din of Shluach Avadim even in Chutzlars. Mansha Dror Noeg Baretz Noeg Chutzlars. Ain Dror Noeg Baretz. Ain Noeg Chutzlars. Not Noeg Chutzlars. And that's the pshat. And why it says Ba'aretz. Like upon him, it's one exception to the rule. Even though it says Ba'aretz, still we say it's Noeg, Ben Ba'aretz, Ben Chutz Laaretz, it's Din Shluach Avadim. So like upon him, that was the machlekes we had between Rab Shimon Meichai and Rab Lazar Rab Shimon. First we argued the Iker Chadosh, if it's Chadosh to Geb Chal Makim or not. That according to Rab Shimon Meichai, Chadosh was Noeg B'chal Makim, according to Lazar Shimon not, because not Chayv Esaguf. And in turn, they argue about Erlen Klayim also, because Shimon Chai holds Erlen Klayim as a Kalachayimer. Once you establish that Chodesh is not Nayig B'chutz Laaretz, there's no Kalachayimer to Erlen Klayim anymore, according to Lazar Rav Shimon. So, Gemara Vayta. Tanan Asam, we have a Mishnah in Mesechlis Arla. It says like this, HaChodosh Asam in HaTayra. Chodosh is Asam in HaTayra. Which means, here we're talking about B'chal Mokim, in Chutz Laaretz even. The Mishnah says, Chodosh Asam in HaTayra B'chal Mokim. Arla is a Halacha. What's Halacha mean? V'akalayim the v'sarekim. Kalayim is m'dar abonim. We also have to see what type of kalayim is m'dar abonim. So Gemara first jumps on Arla. Chadosh we know already what the machlokes is. We already had a bunch of times. So Chadosh m'dar v'chamokim is going to come around the Yama holds that Moishav means Moishav v'sarekim in every place. Now Arla halacha, what does that mean? My halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Hilchos Medina means it's the minhag Medina. It's not really something that's usher. With the rice of Shonat, it's just a minig Medina. They were noyig to have noyig Arlan Chutz Laaretz. That's one shot. Ulam Rav Yechanan halacha moish mesinai. It's a shtickle of the rice. It's halacha moish mesinai. It's not minat Torah, but it's halacha moish mesinai. So machlok is what halacha means. Omale Ula l'Rav Yehuda. Ula says, I'm going to prove you that it's not just a minig. It's a halacha Moshe Messina. I'll prove you it's more chomer than kalayim. Omay ulu Rav Yehuda, bishlam with the D, that means halacha Moshe Messina. According to me, I say it's halacha Moshe Messina. It means arla, halacha Messina. What is arla? Arla is the first 3 years of a tree, you can't eat it, and it's asa bahana. And the fourth year, it's bring up there, it's straw. That's arla. So I'll prove you that arla is more chomer than kalayim. And then it's a riot to me, it's halacha Moshe Messina. There's a difference in Safik Arla and Safik Kalayim. The Tanah, I learned in the Mishnah. Safik Arla of Ara is Asa. A Safik Arla of Ara is Asa. But Surya is Mutta. Surya is Chutz Laretz, because we hold Kibush Yachid, Lavan HaMelech was captured it, and we hold that Kibush Yachid was make Kibush. Therefore, it's even if you get mixed up somewhere in Ara, you have to be careful with Surya, but it might say it's Chutz Laretz. So Allah is Safik Arla is Mutta over there. Why is it Mutta? It's a lacha Moshe Messina according to Ula. Teres says a lacha Moshe Messina was that only Vade Arla is also not Safik Arla. So Vesur Yamutta. Vechutz Laretz, not only is a mutter when it's already picked already, you can even Yared Vlekeach, Uvatsu Yerulen Vlekeit, which means the grass you learns that you could go to Rebbe Chavim, and even though you know he has in this field, he has some Arla trees, you could go in there, because what does Safik Arla mean? Rashi, Safik Arla can mean two things. Either you don't know if it finished 3 years, or there's different type of plants or trees in this field. Some are less than 3 years, some are more. So here, luck is, in Chutz Laretz, not only could you buy in the store and not worry about the Safik, even you could go down to the guy and tell the guy, you know, pick me some pears. You know he's going into the Safik field, so you're creating a Safik now, still it's mutter, in Chutz Laretz to do that. Uvachi don't like it, but you can't see him actually picking from the arla. You can't see him picking from the arla. Now, so that's the three levels we have in the Eretz Yisrael. Suffix asa surya suffix muta means after it's a suffix. Right, I walk into the store, I could buy it. And in Chutz Laretz, even if you go to the guy's field and tell him, you know, can I have some arla, and the guy goes into the field and not arla. Can I have some peris? The guy goes into the field and picks out a peri. I know it's a suffix arla. I'm making the suffix. I'm creating the suffix. Still, it's muta. That's then by Arla. Vilugavi Kalayim, it's even more makel. Vilugavi Kalayim Tanan, Karamatu Yerik Yerik, there's a vineyard that there's Yerok is planted in the vineyard, which makes it a Kalaya Karam, Kilaya Karam, that's how they pronounce it. Karamatu Yerik Yerik, Nimkar Chutzaloy. But if they're selling outside, they're selling these vegetables or these grapes, but Aretz is Asr, and it's Shal's Asr. Basur Yomutu. In Surya is mutter because you're not sure he took on the climb. But Chutz Laretz, now I didn't speak out before. Why is Surya more common than Chutz Laretz? The reason is, I spoke it out in my breath, but the reason is because you get mixed up in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Surya is more common than Chutz Laretz. So Surya mutter, but Chutz Laretz, Yared Veloiket. You could actually have the guy go take off from the tree of Arla, of Kalayim, and give it to you. Take off the tree and give it to you. But you can't do it with your hand. You yourself can't do it. So what happens here? We see here, Kalayim is more cooler dick than Arla. Arla, you can't see him taking from the Arla. You can just tell him, go into the field and get me something. Here, I can even see you take him to Kalayim. I don't do it, it's fine. So, L'chair Fimi, it's very good shmak, Zakr Ula, because Arla is L'chair Meshav Sinai, and Kalayim is the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rum Machim, Meshav Keis. Ela, the Duk, well, for you, they're both the same thing. They both are Rabbanon. Nisti oizev is a yerev lekech. Either they both go in the yerev lekech, and you don't see it. Oizev is a yerev like it, or both of them they go in and actually pick. They actually pick. Look at Tap Rashi. Nisti oivedi the arlo of klaim oizev is a yerev like it. Like osru bechutzalaretz elas hazareya oizalakav yadayim. Just want to see clearly what it means is that on the tzad that you could go see him take it. What's the pshat? Because the whole iser the Rabbanon was only planting kalayim or planting arla. Or take a biyadayim. That's all issa. But him taking is fine. The reason why I make a big deal of that is that the rishonim, some of them argue. The Ran argues. Ran says it's impossible to take directly from vaday kalayim. He says it's to one suffik. I in the Ran and look at Tosus Rid. I don't want to mix them up, so we're sticking with Rashi. Like upon him, he says that for you that kalayim and arlo should be the same thing. So either say both of them. You're right. Hamalei Shmuel Rav Anon Tani Bigaris Oizev is that Yared Lekech. But both of them be Gurus Yared Vilakech, or he's never like it. Or both of them say they can actually see the guy picking the fruit. By both of them. By both of them. Say it by both. Say it by both. Like upon Echanami. The more I bring a few on the arm. Huh? What's Pshat on Ula? The argument is Shmuel. Shmuel's not Myra. Ula argo. Ula take the Mishnah completely, like it says. He regards the original Mishnah. Not change anything. Forget it. It's better Ula. Doesn't change anything. Shmuel changed it. Yeah, changed it. He had this kasha. It's the we had before. The Man Demar argues is Rehu Dama Shmuel. So Shmuel says Ravana. Shmuel Shitasai, who holds that you could change it. You could change it to either both be the same. Marbred Ravina Masla Lakula. His taka has a kula, and he was Gairis taka. Zev is that you already like it. You actually can have the guy go down, pick the klayim, pick the arla over Vashal Yilkabiyat. You shouldn't do it by hand. Zokta Gemara. Omale Levi Lishmuel, Aryoich Sapikli. Levi told Shmuel, he called Shmuel Aryoich. A lot of people call Shmuel Aryoich. He says, get me some fruit. Vano Eichel, and I'll eat it. Rav Avi, Rav Anu, Rav Chanan, Masafka Svugadol, they used to give each other fruit from these climb trees. Now Rashi learns, Sapikli, the second Rashi, Lekoich Leibifanai, She Sofik Etzli. So it sounds like he's going like the gears of Yerid V'Lekeach, not Yerid V'Lekeach. They can't see you actually taking from the Kalayim, but just Yerid V'Lekeach. So here it's a voyer that just means a suffix. You have to know how Rashi knew that it's a suffix. I don't know how Rashi knew this. Maybe it was a Vadai. But like upon him, there's a Taisri Azokin at the Tzad that it was a Vadai. This is Mepharashi reading the Taisri Azokin. Tainli Mevadai Arla. The Tzri Levi that there's Taka no Arla. Chustar, it's like upon him. Here it means suffix that you did it not in front of me. So I don't know if it is, and therefore it's suffix. It even doesn't have to be a guy; it could be even your friend could do it for you and give it for you. It's actually a big mugger of rum in Hilchas Esrig about this. Shalav the Esrig Sha'arla is kosher, and he says because I give it to someone else. But it's a whole tumult over here in the Mechas Chinuch over here. How could you be nena from Arla by giving it to someone else? We're not getting into that. I'm just giving you a maramakim, a mugger of rum, a Mechas Chinuch about the sugya. But in any case, we're stopping here, like this, that there's a shal yorid lekech yorid like it, and we said that if you want both the same, all the Bani says no, that Arlo's Mohammed, Salah Mohammed Sinai, and this is the and climbs every side for him. And we have here that even can ask someone else to pick for you as long as you don't see actually picking from the Mamish Arlo, Mamish Kalayim, the lach is that it's mutter.